Good morning and welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we are going to be learning Iyov Perek Lamed Zayin, the 37th chapter of the book of Iyov, and this is the last chapter, this is the last Perek in which we hear a human voice. Because up till now we've had the three rounds of dialogue between Iyov and his friends, and now we've had Iyov's speeches. This is the end, Elihu's speeches. This is the end of the fourth speech of Elihu. And it is the last speech of Elihu before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, enters the dialogue. Our perek is made up of 24 psukim, and it is very much a follow-on from Perek Lamed Vav. The general gist of the perek is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is way beyond our comprehension. So, Iyov, how in the world can you demand HaKadosh Baruch Hu be able to fit into your rational and logical conception of nature and judge justice when you can't even understand him in nature? Let's take a look at some of the examples he gives. In the first five psukim, Aleph to Hey, he describes, and this really sounds like it's a continuation of the end of the last perek, where the metaphor used for the power of Hashem was the rain, the water cycle, was lightning, was thunder. He now follows on and he says, you know, after describing thunder and rain, he describes the human perspective of it, which is fear when one hears it, or so to speak, hearing the wrath of God. Shimu shamoya baroiges koilo vehege mipiv yetzei. Listen to the way God speaks. Listen to the way God communicates with the world. Yisha acharov yisha kol yareim b'kol goinoi v'lo yaakveim ki yishma kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's able to express his voice in the entire world. And he says in the end, he does all these great things and we don't understand it fully, which leads him to his second point. In the second point, which runs from Sukkim Vav to Yud Gimel, in this section, he essentially describes more severe weather patterns. He describes when the seasons change, when there is extreme cold and the environment is frozen, the water droplets, the molecules which are in the clouds freeze and turn to snow and sleet, and he describes how that impacts the fauna kingdom, how the animals run and hide from that terrible cold and hibernate. And he describes the last two psukim sort of are explanation of why he's talking about all these natural phenomena. He says, as an example, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, he says, "Im l'shevet, im l'artzoi, im l'chesed yamtzi ehu." The way that the Malbim understands this is that there's three ways in which weather patterns can impact the human being, whether there's a punishment with too much, with extreme weather, or whether there's too little, and therefore we don't have enough precipitation, we do not have enough heat, or there's the chesed. The chesed is the balance between this. Is any weather good or is any weather bad? And the answer is it depends. It depends when it is and it depends how much it is. So therefore, says the Malbim, as understanding this pasuk, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fine-tunes, synthesizes the weather and the climate of particular areas in order for it to be the chesed, but he can change in either direction. This takes us back to pasuk Yud Beis, which is the crux of the issue, and he says, "V'hu misi bois misapech betach bulosav lefa'alam," that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to do this the way he wants to. He is the one who orchestrates how all of this outcomes in his strategy. The Ekoashe Yitzaveim al Pnei Tevel Artsar, depending on the way he commands them to impact the earth. And this comes back to a very interesting point, and that is that Iyov is Elihu over here, who's discussing with Iyov, is talking about natural phenomena. He's talking about the world around him, weather, extreme weather, storms, lightning, thunder, and he has now expressed it not just from, we'll call it, the scientific perspective, but also the subjective perspective of humankind, the animal kingdom. But he's pointing out that it's like ultimately it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice, which leads us to a fascinating discussion in and of itself, which is, but surely today in the sophisticated 21st century, we know how all these things work. We understand lightning. We understand why things should work or why things should not. We understand that there, in a pressure system, there is a discrepancy between charge between the upper and the lower clouds, and that's discharged sometimes through positive volts, lightning volts, or whether it be ground to cloud lightning or lightning balls. We understand how this works. We know that the speed of lightning, we know the charge of lightning can be up to a billion volts. We understand a lot of these fascinating aspects about lightning. So surely, Surely what Elihu is saying is outdated, and the answer is absolutely not. And this is just a really important point, and I think this is precisely what Elihu is pointing out. And that is a quote which is in the Great Partnership, Rabbi Jonathan Sachs's book about science and Torah. He describes that science pulls things apart in order to understand how they work, and religion puts them back together to understand why they work. Yes, there's lots of hows that science can explain, but science does not explain why. And that's where religion comes in. And that's what Elihu is saying. You look at all these phenomena around you. Why do they happen? Science often has the arrogance, has the hubris to say, this is why lightning happens. No, that is how lightning happens. I can tell you the physics of it. I can open up the textbook and I can read National Geographic from today until tomorrow, but I will not be able to tell you why. I can tell you the description of how. And that's what's happening over here. Elihu is saying, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates all of this? Do you understand why this happens? Do you understand the complexity of how it happens? If you don't understand that, then what can you possibly ask about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's justice? And that's where the next point that Elihu makes. In point three, in Psukim Yudalit to Tezayin, these three Psukim, he says, Ha'azino zois Iyov, amoid v'yisponein nifloiz kel, look around you at the world, ha'seida b'shum eloika aleihem v'yfiyo or anonoi. Do you understand? Can you see through the clouds, the light through the clouds, ha'seida al miflashay of miflois tamim daim? Do you understand? Can you see as through the holes in the cloud, the aperture, the light of the perfect ideas, the perfect mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do you understand that? He gives another illustration in the next point, which is Psukim Yud Zayin to Yud Ches, where up to now he's described extreme cold, now he describes extreme heat, where the southerly winds and the skies, which are like bronze from their heat, do you understand how that weather a pattern works as well? And finally, he concludes with the same sort of imagery in Psukim Yudtes to Chavdalet as he concludes this perek and his final speech. He basically turns to the friends of Iyov now, and he says, Hoi di'enu manoi marloi, loi na'aroch mipnei choshech. Do you have anything you can possibly say to Iyov? Is there anything which you can possibly now answer, Iyov? You don't know the first thing. You don't understand. You're walking in darkness. He describes that you've never seen the light until the clouds pass and you can see the clear sky. He metaphorically likens himself to that wind which opens up the clouds to see the light, because up till this point, till I said these speeches, O friends of Iyov, you did not understand the truth. Neither did you, Iyov. You did not understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates. And therefore he says, in the last two psukim, it's very hard to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very hard to find the light of truth. And in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shakai, Loi Mitzanuhu, Sagi Koyach. It's not easy for any person, even a person who exerts a lot of energy, to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not easy to find the righteousness or the justice system of God. Lochein Yereuhu Anoshim. People should have a sense of fear. People should have a sense of trepidation in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it takes a long time. It takes a long time to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It does not depend on a person making conjectures through common sense. It does not mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to fit into your logical babble. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself, and as the Malbim fills in over here, that's because of the Bechira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through justice, wants us to find him, not just to see him. And if that is the case, therefore, says Elihu, we ought to have a little bit of humility when it comes to asking how HaKadosh Baruch Hu works, or describing how we think he works to those others around us, like the friends of Iyov did to Iyov. This concludes Elihu's speech, and it should be noteworthy at this point that there is no rejoinder. The friends of Iyov do not respond, nor does Iyov respond, which means he has thought about this. He has absorbed what Elihu has said, which now lays the groundwork for HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally to enter the conversation. This is a turning point in the Sefer. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.